Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
As part of its general election coverage, Tortoise Media is visiting South Cams over the next 5 weeks. The aim is to find out what makes the place tick. And I've been speaking to Claudia Williams from Tortoise Media to find out what it's all about.
So we are a slow news media startup. We're based in London. We were founded by Katie Vanek-Smith from Dow Jones and James Harding, who is the former head of BBC News. We were set up, well, we kind of went live earlier this year. And what we do is we're not interested in the noise or the breaking news or the headlines. We are interested in the forces driving the news. So we have a slower paced, in-depth look at journalism, at stories. And the kind of key thing about us is our members make the news. So we hold events called Think-ins in our newsroom, I think 2, 3, 4 times a week in London and all over the country. And our members come, they discuss, they talk, we kind of talk through a topic. It's an open editorial conference, really.
And this is electronic or this is written?
So we've got an app and we've got a website. We have a quarterly book that comes out.
So it's a little, it's kind of like a fusion of different types of journalism, really. On the one hand, you've got the kind of long piece that you might see, I don't know if it's exactly right, maybe in The Economist or New Statesman or Spectator, that kind of thing. But at the same time, there's also the first-hand reporting rather than somebody sitting back.
Yeah, exactly. I think the kind of key difference is that we take our time. And, for example, just this past weekend, we posted our piece on Grenfell. So, obviously, that's taken a lot of time to research. It's an in-depth look at the fire. But then we also do hold these kind of weekly events which will respond to the news. I think next week we've got one on the royal family after Prince Andrew's interview. So we're able to respond in that way. But our immediate response to breaking news is about our members and what they think. We want to hear their stories.
And anybody can become a member. That's kind of the point, isn't it?
Yes, I think. Exactly. Kind of our aim really is to break out of London. We don't want to be a London-based organisation.
And that's kind of one of the reasons why you're here today, because you've taken a particular interest in the general election, particularly as it relates to South Cambridgeshire, the constituency there. What was it about that particular seat that made it interesting for you?
So I think for us, doing slow news around the time of a general election is an interesting premise. So we've taken six or seven constituencies around the country, and we are going to visit them. We're going back. I've been here a couple of times already. And South Cambridgeshire in particular is interesting, I guess, to be very brief about it, because of Heidi Allen, whether it's going to remain Lib Dem as she has made it Lib Dem, or whether it's going to become...
Well, it was voted in Conservative with a whopping great big 52% or thereabouts share of the vote, wasn't it, when Heidi won the seat a couple of years back. So,
and has gone via, I don't know how many different parties she's been in this.
I've kind of lost count, I'm sorry to say. She's been in some parties and no party. But she, obviously, when you picked the seat, was she still planning to stand?
Yes. Yes, she was. So it's become even more interesting since she's stood down. I've been speaking to voters for the past couple of weeks, and I'm just hearing such a different range of opinion that I think it's going to be a really interesting...
And does that depend as to whereabouts in South Cambridgeshire you end up? I kind of figure there's going to be a slightly different opinion maybe in Camborne to what there is in Queen Edith, say.
Yeah, I would say so, although I do think that depends on the issue that you're talking about. Brexit has come up a fair amount, but I've mainly been talking to people about transport and about local issues. And there's actually quite a lot of joint shared issues across the region. So I wouldn't say that I've been able to pinpoint different regions as a different, you know, voting different ways.
And the other places, are you visiting some of those yourself? Was your colleagues doing that, some of the other constituencies?
That's my colleague. So I've just been in South Cambridgeshire.
Have you been able to have a little chat with them about what they've found in theirs?
Yeah, so it's been really interesting. I think there have been some shared, obviously Brexit has come up a lot, but I think there are some real shared concerns, a lot to do with austerity, a lot to do with homelessness, and affordable housing have been kind of topics that have come up a lot.
So you have been holding a series of meetings in South Cams, and I believe there's a couple more of those still to come.
Yep, so we hold these events called Think-ins. They're open editorial conferences that everyone is invited to. We've got two in South Cambridgeshire left. They're both in Camborne. The first is on the 26th of November, which is going to be held at the Community Hub. And the second is on the 10th of December at the Blue School.
And that's right next door to the Community
Yes, exactly,
Hub. Other Blue Schools are available, but this is the one right next door to the Community Hub.
And they're really a space. They're not a hustings. It's not a press conference. It's not for candidates. This is a space for voters to talk about what they care about, to tell us what they think. And we're going to sit, we're going to listen. There'll be refreshments. It's free. Everyone is invited. We just really want to hear what matters to South Cambridgeshire and what people actually care about this election.
That's Claudia Williams from Tortoise Media talking to me a little earlier on about these... they're almost like a press conference, Alex. It kind of feels like that, but or press meeting, actually. You want an editorial meeting where people decide the stories. I'm sure both you and I have been in them over the years. But the difference is that it's the public whose views they want to hear to try and then feed in to what they go and report about.
Yeah, I think it's great that they're holding local ones as well, especially the one in Camborne. I'm actually very tempted to go down on the 26th.
Yeah, no, me too, actually. That's tomorrow is the first of them, and then there's the next one in, I think, 2 weeks' time. Brilliant. I feel like making a deal with you, actually. You go to the one tomorrow, and I'll go to one in the fortnight, because I don't think I can make tomorrow. I should mention on the subject of elections, we have the first of our election panels this evening between 6 and 7 o'clock. Trevor Dan is going to be presenting. He'll be getting some views of local journalists on what's been making the news locally in the election campaign. So it's election panel tonight and for the next 3 Mondays. And then next Monday, after 9 o'clock, between 9 and 9:30, as a part of this show, you can hear Election Studio, your next MP. ? In which we'll be interviewing the people who want to have your vote in the general election on December the 12th.
Cambridge 105 Radio.